Hello and welcome to your GCSE Chemistry Revision Podcast. I'm your study guide tutor, and today we're diving into one of the most important and frequently examined topics in the whole specification, the chemistry of acids. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Acids, alkalis, titrations? It sounds like a lot, but here's the thing. Once you understand the underlying logic, this topic is actually really satisfying. Everything connects. The reactions follow patterns. The calculations are straightforward once you know the formula. And examiners absolutely love this topic, so mastering it is going to earn you serious marks. In the next 10 minutes, we're going to cover the key concepts you need, go through the exam tips that separate the A-grade students from the rest, do a quick-fire recall quiz, and wrap up with a punchy summary. Let's get into it. Let's start with the big picture. What actually is an acid? An acid is a substance that donates hydrogen ions, that's H+, when dissolved in water. This is the definition examiners want, not something that tastes sour or something that burns. The precise definition is a substance that produces hydrogen ions in aqueous solution. Write that down. Now, the pH scale measures how acidic or alkaline a solution is. It runs from 0 to 14. pH 7 is neutral, that's pure water. Below 7 is acidic, and above 7 is alkaline. The lower the pH, the more hydrogen ions there are, and the stronger the acid. Here's the bit that catches a lot of candidates out. The pH scale is logarithmic. That means a solution at pH 3 has 10 times more hydrogen ions than one at pH 4. And a solution at pH 2 has 100 times more hydrogen ions than one at pH 4. For higher tier students, this is a key point. Every one unit decrease in pH represents a tenfold increase in hydrogen ion concentration. Now let's talk about the four main reactions of acids. These are the bread and butter of this topic, and you need to know the products for each one. First, acid plus metal. When an acid reacts with a reactive metal like zinc or magnesium, you get a salt plus hydrogen gas. The test for hydrogen is the squeaky pop test. You hold a lit splint near the gas and it burns with a squeaky pop. The word equation is metal plus acid gives salt plus hydrogen. For example, zinc plus hydrochloric acid gives zinc chloride plus hydrogen. Second, acid plus base. A base is a metal oxide or metal hydroxide. When an acid reacts with a base, you get a salt plus water. This is neutralization. For example, copper oxide plus sulfuric acid gives copper sulfate plus water. The ionic equation for neutralization is absolutely essential. Learn it word for word. H+ plus OH- gives H2O. That's it. Hydrogen ions and hydroxide ions combine to form water. Third, acid plus carbonate. When an acid reacts with a metal carbonate, you get a salt, water, and carbon dioxide gas. The test for carbon dioxide is to bubble it through lime water. The lime water turns milky. So calcium carbonate plus hydrochloric acid gives calcium chloride, water, and carbon dioxide. Fourth, acid plus alkali. This is also neutralization, but here the base is soluble. It's dissolved in water. Same products, salt and water. Now, a really important distinction that examiners test every single year. The difference between strong and weak acids and between concentrated and dilute acids. These are not the same thing, and mixing them up will cost you marks. Strong versus weak refers to how completely an acid ionizes in water. A strong acid, like hydrochloric acid, sulfuric acid, or nitric acid, fully ionizes. Every molecule releases its hydrogen ion. A weak acid, like ethanoic acid, citric acid, or carbonic acid, only partially ionizes. Most molecules stay intact. This affects the pH. A strong acid at the same concentration as a weak acid will have a lower pH. Concentrated versus dilute refers to how much acid is dissolved in a given volume of water. A concentrated acid has a lot of solute per unit volume. A dilute acid has less. You can have a dilute strong acid, like very watery hydrochloric acid, or a concentrated weak acid, like concentrated vinegar. These are completely separate concepts. Now let's talk about preparing soluble salts. This is a required practical, so examiners can ask you about the method in detail. To make copper sulfate from copper oxide and sulfuric acid, you add excess copper oxide, an insoluble base, to warm dilute sulfuric acid and stir. The excess base ensures all the acid is used up. You then filter off the excess copper oxide using filter paper and a funnel. The filtrate, the blue copper sulfate solution, is then evaporated gently to crystallize the salt. You leave it to cool and filter off the crystals. The key steps examiners look for are adding excess solid, filtering, and evaporating to crystallize. Finally, let's cover titration, the required practical for measuring concentrations. In a titration, you use a burette to add a solution of known concentration, usually an alkali, to a measured volume of acid in a conical flask. You add an indicator, phenolphthalein or methyl orange are the most common. You add the alkali drop by drop near the endpoint and stop when the indicator permanently changes color. That volume is called the titer. You then use the formula, concentration equals moles divided by volume, or rearranged, moles equals concentration times volume. Remember to convert volumes from cubic centimeters to cubic decimeters by dividing by 1,000. Right, let's talk exam technique. Here are the mistakes that cost students marks every year. Mistake number one, confusing, strong and weak with concentrated and dilute. If a question says, explain why hydrochloric acid has a lower pH than ethanoic acid at the same concentration, the answer is about ionization. Hydrochloric acid is a strong acid and fully ionizes, producing more hydrogen ions. Do not say it's more concentrated. Mistake number two, forgetting carbon dioxide in acid carbonate reactions. The products are salt, water, and carbon dioxide. Candidates regularly forget the carbon dioxide. Examiners will not award the mark if it's missing. Mistake number three, titration calculation errors. The most common is forgetting to divide the volume by 1,000 to convert from cubic centimeters to cubic decimeters. If you use 25 cubic centimeters in your calculation, you'll get an answer 1,000 times too large. Always convert first. Mistake number four, writing the wrong ionic equation for neutralization. It is H plus plus OH minus gives H2O, not HCl plus NaOH. The ionic equation removes the spectator ions. Learn it exactly. Mistake number five, not giving enough significant figures in calculations. Titration questions usually expect two or three significant figures. Match the precision of the data you're given. For command words, if the question says describe, tell the examiner what happens. Use correct terminology. If it says explain, you must say why. Use the word because to link cause and effect. If it says calculate, show every step of your working. Even if you make an arithmetic error, you can still earn method marks. Okay, quiz time. I'll ask the question, give you a few seconds to think, then give the answer. Cover your notes if you can. Question one. What are the products of an acid reacting with a metal carbonate? Salt, water, and carbon dioxide? Question two, what is the ionic equation for neutralization? H plus plus OH minus gives H2O. Question three, what is the difference between a strong acid and a concentrated acid? Strong refers to degree of ionization. Concentrated refers to amount of solute per unit volume. Question four, what test would you use to confirm the presence of carbon dioxide gas? Bubble it through lime water, it turns milky. Question five, in the formula C equals N over V, what must the unit of V be? Cubic decimeters, so divide cubic centimeters by 1,000. Let's wrap up. Here are the five things you absolutely must know for the exam. One, acids produce hydrogen ions in water. The ionic equation for neutralization is H plus plus OH minus, gives H2O. Two, the four acid reactions produce metal gives salt and hydrogen, base gives salt and water, carbonate gives salt, water, and carbon dioxide, alkali gives salt and water. Three, strong and weak refer to ionization, concentrated and dilute refer to amount of solute. Do not mix these up. Four, for titration calculations, use C equals N over V and always convert volumes to cubic decimeters. Five, for preparing soluble salts, add excess insoluble base or carbonate, filter, then evaporate to crystallize. You've got this. Go back over the diagrams, try the practice questions, and use the cover and recall prompts to test yourself. The more you actively retrieve this information, the better it sticks. Good luck in your exams. I'll see you in the next episode.